What's up, guys? This isn't right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's better.
There you go. Hey, what's that one?
I think that's this camera.
Why is it there?
Because I think these are probably still the close-up hotkeys.
I think it moved again.
Well, it's a close... Oh, you mean this camera?
Yeah.
Dude, you look so short.
I know.
You look so short. It's just perspective, though.
I think that's where I'm
That's a little better.
Yeah.
It's moving back. So we have a new camera today.
Yeah, it sucks.
It looks way better.
It looks like asshole.
It's a little narrower of field of view, so we're going to have to figure that one out.
Imagine if we took off that.
It's actually narrower.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that because I wanted to see if that was the lens on the front of it was different, but it's not. It's actually way narrower.
Did you full zoom out?
I feel like I need to say yes to protect my honor, but no, I didn't actually see if it was zoomed in or out.
Okay, it is.
Okay, thank God. Oh. You know how embarrassing that would have been?
That would have been the fucking
That would have been the worst.
Oh, that would have been the best.
But I don't know. I feel like we need to play around with the camera angle, but here in the next week, we're going to have a new overlay, so I feel like if we're going to play with the angle, we should really just wait.
I guess.
I mean, the new overlay kind of doesn't make that much of a difference. Like, there's more headroom.
Yeah, there's more room in general. I think I made this bottom bar smaller than that one. Definitely made the top smaller than that
one. Well, that's good, because they take up too much room, but I don't know. I feel like it almost needs to go back. Like, we need to do, like, the show, like, here.
Yeah.
Like, see, this would be, like, where we need it. So I just need to tape, like, two microphone booms to get... Or we could just turn the mics up really loud.
Either one. I mean, mine works.
Yeah. Yours is quieter than normal.
Yeah.
I turned it to where, when we first started this show, it was at this volume.
Okay.
And then increasingly as the show went on...
I got lazier.
Yes, and so it kept going up and up.
Dude, can you hear me now?
So I decided that because...
Good!
I want you to be comfortable in the show.
I'm so comfortable.
I didn't want to turn it all the way down to like where I am, where you have to be on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
So I compromised and turned it back to how you were
on the mic
in April of last year.
I'm on the mic now.
It sounds good, too.
Oh, it sounds great.
You sound like you're about to drop a hot metal album.
I'm about to fuck your bitch.
Okay. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
So yeah, new camera. But I think it looks way better. We just look more cuddly.
It looks like shit.
It needs some breathing room on the outside.
It literally looks no different.
The camera, the actual quality of the camera, look at this. Let me just crank this up here. Let's look at this. It's source quality. Look at how much better we look.
It looks exactly the same.
It does not look exactly the same. It looks so much better than it did before.
No.
Like, you could see the people behind us on the bed.
They could have saw that the first time.
Now they can actually make out the quality, though.
Also, now it just went fuzzy, because I'm sure it has autofocus.
We can turn that off.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, can. We'd have to mess with it, though.
Yeah.
There's lots of settings. There's a lot of settings
for it.
I mean, if I'm going to be 100% honest, there's way too many settings. I had to figure... The only thing I really had to figure out to get it to work is that after an hour, it went into demo mode, and it would just start showcasing effects and
throw logos
up on the screen. So I had to figure out how to turn that off so it would actually just be the camera for the entire time. But there was literally no setup besides that and the arrangement of it.
Mm.
The new cam link you got is incredible.
Cool, man.
I applaud you.
I got that gift card, man.
I applaud you for your sacrifices.
Now I don't need to buy a studio.
I'm not so sure about that. Was that the deal?
That was the deal.
You either get the cam link or a studio?
Yeah, that was the deal.
What? That seems like a really lopsided deal for you.
It was really the deal, though.
Like, spend $100 or spend $500 a month?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that was the deal, because that seems way too good to be true, man.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. It don't matter. I'm happy with the cam link. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I should have taken the offer of get the cam link or... do Just Dance.
You should have.
Should have done that.
Yep, and now we got the best of both worlds, Cam Link, and you did Just Dance.
You know how old that camera is?
It's old.
It's super old.
Your videos are still on there, by the way.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of videos of you on there from, like, 2011, sitting in a bedroom with a bunch of men, just smoking.
Really?
Yeah. A lot. Like, I mean, like, probably 80 or 90 videos on there.
I might need to steal that back and download those.
There's also photos on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's photos
Should've
of me
cleaned it up.
On there pre-marriage. No sex tapes, though. Already looked.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was disappointed. I was really looking forward to you and Bash naked in bed. You know, just had that one ruin your political career. Oh, now you're thinking, is there a tape like that?
I think, well, okay, the problem with this camera was that you said there were like 90 videos.
Yeah.
There used to be probably like 300.
Yeah.
And then the hard drive got corrupted.
That's weird.
Or something.
Well,
like,
it says
I downloaded
880
them.
Minutes of video I can take on that, which seems excessive for the amount
of
videos that's on there.
It's got a huge hard drive.
But it's 1080p video.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was surprised to see videos on there because of how much video we could take.
Mm.
That's what I thought. I was
it
like,
might be corrupted.
Well, I played a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just to see if they worked. But, yeah, I mean, I can offload those for you real easy. I'm sure I can just USB it in and
yeah.
dump them on a drive. That. Menace, what's up, my man? How are you doing?
You should do that. Do we look any better, Menace? Honest to God, do we look any better? He's going to be like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I put new camera in the title of the show.
Yeah.
So that way, to avoid you asking people, do you see anything different about the show, now they know that there's
a new
camera.
Well, too bad. I'm going to ask every single
person.
Well,
I know. But what I'm saying is I'm asking you. Now you are asking a leading question.
Yeah.
Because now they'll all be like, yeah, I like the new camera because they know there's a new camera. Like, if it really didn't look any different and I didn't put new camera in the title, you might be able to win some arguments, but it looks way better.
It looks like shit.
To be honest, if it, you look like you both have Vaseline on our faces.
We're shiny.
I think it's darker. Should I try to crank this light up more, maybe?
What light?
This light.
How you crank that light up?
Menace says he noticed immediately. Okay. I think it has one more light setting.
Really? That's an interesting light.
We always had it on two because I think that's better.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better.
I think that's better.
The contrast is could do with a little bumping.
We can mess with that. Here, let's do that, man. Here. Let's see. Preview scaling.
Okay, it looks fine.
That is not right, what I just did. Boom. Okay, there's us.
Yeah, we look. I look.
You do look sweaty.
Shiny.
You look shiny. You do.
That's fine.
Okay, so then we go here, and I can go to configure video, and then here's your sliders, man. Just
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Last time I did it, I fucked shit up.
Okay, well, it's 0, 156, 0, 165. Okay. I'll write it down.
Let's take a little
with
look.
The pen that I don't have.
You just put it in your pants?
Yep. It's my butt pin. What you think? Oh, yeah. That's better.
I like this one.
Okay. 0, 156, 0, 165. That's what it was. Okay, so we could always go back.
Go back to zero.
What kind of camera in it? It's a Sony Handycam P90X. I'm not sure. Colby bought this camera literally 10 years ago.
In a drug simulation.
Hey,
bro! We are tripping on some serious shrooms right now.
Why are you doing the hue, man? The hue I don't think needs to
be
adjusted.
Take that back to zip.
Can't type.
What?
You gotta move the thing.
What?
Yeah. Gotta move the actual slider. I feel like we're way too orange right now.
This was one, what? Was it 165? I think that's what it was.
165, yeah, that's what it was. That's what I put it at.
What about contrast?
Dude,
do we like
that? Yes, dude, let's do that.
We are the devil. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know how to mess with it. I mean,
I like
you can
contrast.
Also mess with the on-camera settings.
Yeah.
You can also do that.
I think it looks fucking fine. Look at it.
It's a little... Well,
fine.
Here's the problem. It's a little warm because this light bulb up here is yellow. And this lamp, I usually like to buy white lights.
White lights.
But because this lamp is a dimmer, and Target was the only option I had to buy lights because Home Depot's far away. Like, this is the light I got. What I need to do is go find a cool white light because the room is yellow. That's the reason we're warm. It's because it's warm in here.
It's very warm in here. Both.
And that's the reason. both in temperature and in color lighting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just not much you could do there. You did change the brightness and the contrast, though. So proud
just
of you.
Just a bit.
Proud of you. So that's the new look.
Regardless, it looks...
It looks like we're in a tanning salon a little bit.
Dude, if we could tan right now, I'd be so happy about that.
I don't
want
to tan.
Why not?
That sounds horrible. Why would I want to tan?
Because you look too white.
I do look very white.
You're too pasty.
Now you're just getting hurt.
Yeah, you pasty, bald-headed, motherfucking bowling head shaped.
No, that's true.
Dingus.
Yep. Nope. Everything but the bald was accurate there. Yeah. So, how you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm doing real good, man.
I feel like every week I put a clip of you on the Instagram of me asking you how you are, and every week your response is never...
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic!
I didn't say your response
was... Fantastic! I'm doing fantastic!
I didn't say not excited.
Boy.
I was going to say not sincere.
That's accurate.
Yeah. So, well, that one will be on there. So, why do you lie to us, Ben?
Huh?
Why
do I lie?
Yeah, tell us how you really are.
I'm terrible.
Did you go to the damn music fest yesterday?
I didn't. Britt did.
Just Britt.
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram, so I wondered if you went out there to that.
I know. She went to Warped Tour for me. I'm not going to that.
That's a great point. You did. Well, you have to pay for it, though.
Yeah. And it was my excuse was that it
it's
was
hot.
Her girl's trip.
Well, that's
she
not an excuse.
She planned this before asking me about it.
Okay.
To go with her girlfriends. And I didn't want to be like, oh, now your boyfriend's coming with
How
you.
How many girlfriends did she have go
Two.
With her? Okay.
Dos. Equis.
It's a lot of girlfriends, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'll probably go next year.
Okay.
I'm also going to Cody Johnson for her birthday.
Who's that?
He's a country dude.
What's he sing?
Got my girl and my farm and my truck and
See,
my dog.
The problem is that until the third "and my," I thought this might be a real song.
Nope. That's all me. I could be a country artist.
Dude, I believe it.
1,000%.
I got to look him up.
Got my beer and my dip going out to the trip.
Cody Johnson.
Where we farm and we shoot
I have
old
a,
big deer.
One of my dad's brothers is named Cody. It's a very country name.
Yeah, Cody.
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 With You I Am is apparently his top song here. Let's get flagged on YouTube.
Yeah, fuck YouTube. Did he put the last episode up on YouTube?
I did, but I said it's our last one.
Oh, okay. Great flush in his hand. Old Patrick Swayze.
My old boots never down. Is there a hook or?
Yeah, it's coming.
We're a minute in. Like, can we get to it?
Dude,
like, how long do we have to wait?
It's his nice time. With you, I
am strong. Okay, here we go.
There you
this
go.
Is a country song, man.
High as a feather.
This is generic as can be. Yeah. I mean, country is so much as just paint by numbers right now. I'm like, I mean, that's fine. If you like the style, why would you be mad, you know? But I just hear the same, like, all the songs sound the same to me.
So, actually, I do like one country song.
Okay.
Type in high, as in I'm high.
Just the word high.
Yeah, let's see if that does what I want it to.
I mean, that's going to bring up a lot of songs, friend.
You think?
Oh, yes, I do.
You think?
I do think.
Well,
I do think. Alice in Wonderland. There's literally an artist whose name is
okay.
Alice in Wonderland.
Space. Danny. Nope. Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny. Okay, so I used to like this song.
Okay.
Before I realized what it kind of sounds like. There you go.
Nice. Danny Warschnop?
Warschnop.
Danny Warschnop.
It's a sad one.
See, this song sounds exactly the same as the song we just listened
little.
To.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Get ready to jam out, chat.
Hi! It's very accurate, but now all I can picture is hi! That one song. God, I can't remember
Creed
what it is.
Song?
No. Was it taken away? I should have known this before I started to play it.
I don't know. Are we
I've
hating on
so
country music? don't know, man.
It's a lady singer, man.
I don't know, man. The only country artist I really truly like is Eric Church. I like me some Eric Church. I like some old school stuff, you know, like Willie. Oh.
She went and
there's a couple
saw
George Strait songs that are okay.
Oh, shit.
Garth Brooks.
Brantley Gilbert.
Bradley?
Bradley.
Isn't it Bradley Gilbert?
Brantley.
Brantley?
It's Bradley.
Okay, Bradley Gilbert. Yeah, I've heard
no,
of
it's
him.
It's not Bradley.
I think it's Bradley
it's
Gilbert.
Brantley.
That's not a country name. You can't be named
it's
Brantley.
Brantley Gilbert.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God, it is. That's disgusting.
Man. It's not Bradley.
You cannot be country if your name is Brantley.
Dude, that is very country.
No, it's not.
You know what? I don't really like Bradley. Is there like a Brant mixture to that we could do? Brantley? Brantley.
Here
that's
we
a
go,
good
dude.
One.
Here's the steel
Brantley
guitars.
Gilbert.
Life is a Highway is a country song, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, it's Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brantley Gilbert.
He's
breaking out my car,
rock.
Driving to the gun store, getting in my Chevy, and I'm turning the keys, putting on my hat, ladies on their knees. Tick-tack, I'm on the clock. I mean, all these songs just sound the same to me.
Pretty
man.
Great. Dude, I know.
I'm mad the guy's name's Brantley. That's
Brantley.
A stupid country name. You can't be named Brantley.
Brantley.
If you can't, like, that's what you say when you're 3/5 of a Jack Daniels in and you don't know how to say Bradley anymore.
Hey, Bradley.
Bradley, I like your song.
I like you, man.
This song's about the weekend.
The
song's about the ones like me. And the song,
I'm so relatable.
The song about one hell of an amen. That is your best song, Bradley. I love it. Oh, sorry, did I fall asleep?
No.
Okay, good. I thought I did.
No, you're good.
I dreamed all of War and Peace.
Brantley, dude.
Who's your country? Who's your country persona? What's his name?
Dumbass Jackson.
Dumbass Jackson.
Mom wanted Bradley, but wrote Brantley on the birth certificate. Well, I guess that's good. We dig it too. We bring my moonshine over, Pete. That's Kentucky Jim or something. I don't know. Although it's Brantley's mom, so yeah. I know. It's Mrs. Gilbert.
Mrs. Gilbert. Samantha.
This is why Britt probably doesn't talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
you hate baseball, you hate country.
Oh, baseball. Actually, the thing is, I don't hate country.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the same.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily bad. It's like Menace the Chat said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay? People like it. Chris loves it.
They can change it.
It's fine, you know? I'm
trying not write about
I mean, if I'm going to listen to songs, I'm probably not going to listen to country.
Yeah.
But I do love me some Eric Church. But other than that, I don't really listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm turning it off and I'm listening to Demi, you know?
Hey.
What?
Is she the one who just had the heroin overdose?
She did, yeah.
That's too soon, man.
What, saying that I can't listen
soon.
To her? She makes music, man.
Too soon, man. Well, yeah, she also makes poor life decisions.
Well, join the club.
Right in the news right now. How dare you?
You think she would? What do you think she'd rather do? Be in the hospital for near death heroin overdose,
mm-hmm.
or quit her career to become a Twitch streamer?
Is there a third option of
no.
do a lot of heroin? Because I feel like that's the one she would choose.
Maybe now who's making the too soon joke,
man? Know. I was a Demi defender. Now I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, now you're a Demi destroyer.
Yeah, man. Down with Demi.
DWD. Oh, my God. It's hot in here. Is it hot in here?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hot?
You turned on a light.
How can it can't that can't make it that
raise
much hotter.
The temperature like 5,000 more degrees.
I feel like our air conditioner's broke again. Now, anytime that it's not immediately cool, I'm like, it's broke.
Anytime. I mean, that's not a bad, you know, inclination.
Hey, are we flipping tires today after the show, man?
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Fuck. No.
No?
No.
All right, I got to text my brother Luke.
Why?
Because he said he wanted to come flip tires with us.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Britt's moving or packing.
Okay.
She's moving, but like this week. So I'm going after the show to do that.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. She said I was just going to sit there and watch.
Well, I don't blame her for that decision. You're probably terrible at packing.
Oh, yeah. I throw things in boxes.
Yep.
That's all I do.
Yep. Well, you got
no organization to it at all.
No tire flipping today.
I mean, we could do it after that.
Dude, do you really want to do it?
We need to do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we could do it next week, too.
start off the whole new package with a tire flipping video?
Yeah, well, we're not going to shoot it and edit it in 1 week, are you?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like we should have like one a month. So let's do August, brand new overlay. September, tire flipping. October, show ends.
Show ends.
You know, let's just do
we're
that.
We're done. No more ideas.
See, no more let's ideas. Just do that. July, new camera. August, new overlay. September, tire flipping. October, third show. Mm. November, bonus footage from tire flipping.
Yeah.
We can figure that out later. But
We got to have a new idea, man. What can we do?
Oh, we could figure something out.
Let's think of something.
Let's do a roast of Unofficial Tony P.
No. You want the man to die? He just got happy again.
Did he?
He just got a new girl. His life is complete now.
If your life is all dependent on just having a girlfriend, though, are you really happy?
No.
No, of course but not.
He's temporarily happy.
It's true. That's true.
That's better than I could say for him for the last, I don't know,
I gotta be honest, year. It really weirded me out when he just dropped by chat for 6 seconds on Friday. Like, were you there for that?
No.
Yeah, he just joined Chris, because Chris took over my stream on Friday.
Right.
And so she was playing Dark Souls, so he just dropped by and just said, get good, and then...
dipped.
Yeah, well, and I said, how far did you make it in this game? And then he said, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you. And then he never said anything else the rest of the time. So
the good comeback.
Yeah, he got me. He Luke says, too scared?
Yes.
I'm going to say, I'll be nice, and I'll say, Colby has to help Britt pack.
Sure.
Okay. Colby has to help his girlfriend pack.
I forgot about that.
God damn it. I've been looking forward to it all week,
my
man.
My memory.
Been looking forward to flipping tires all week.
I bet you have.
I have. I was dreaming about it.
I bet you have.
You know that picture of Wolverine in his bed touching a photo? That was me, but for tire flipping.
I don't know that photo.
You don't know that meme, man?
Nah.
Gotta get good on your meme game,
son. Gotta get good. There's so many things I gotta get good at, huh?
That's true.
Dark Souls 3.
Mm-hmm.
Just Dance.
Yep.
Buying a studio.
Yep.
Fucking getting my meme game on.
Yep.
Packing.
Keep going. There's lots of things you got to improve in your life. Not being so shiny.
I can't do that one.
You need Rid to Photoshop that. That'd be great.
Photoshop what?
The Wolverine photo. Me flipping tires.
I don't get it.
Okay, I will Google the meme for you.
I don't get it.
Wolverine touching photo meme.
Like just 800 results. Okay, so here's panel one, okay? And then it's panel two, and you put, no, there it is, together, and then you put whatever you want in the frame.
That's so dumb.
And so it would be like me flipping tires.
How is that a meme?
Hey, Bad Juju, how you doing, man? How is this a meme? It's been a meme for ages.
Yeah, it's a terrible meme.
I see Beefy Crunch Burrito. That one is relatable for me.
Oh, yeah? How about the Nicolas Cage one up there?
I'll do it. I love you so much. Nicolas Cage. Yeah, that's not that good, you know. Like, there he is touching his own meme. It's meta, dude. It's meta, you know. Lots of them. Lots of memes. See, here's one of him touching Hugh Jackman. See, that's good. Super Bowl 50. See? It's a good meme. It's a good meme. It's probably Britt's favorite, if I'd have to guess.
Oh, damn.
You know?
That one hurts.
So see the meme? That's me touch of tire flipping and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really want that tire
flipping. I really don't want to do it on a Sunday. Like, Sunday's like my one day off.
Yeah.
Although it's not.
We could plan it on a weeknight.
I don't really want to do it then either.
When do you want to do it?
A Saturday afternoon.
Okay. We could do that too.
Let's do it Saturday.
Literally, I slept until 2 yesterday. Woke up.
What were you doing on Friday that made you so tired on Saturday?
All of Friday, I was exhausted.
Okay.
Britt stayed out at the damn music festival thing until like 2 a.m.
On Thursday?
Yeah, no, Friday.
Friday? Okay.
Yeah, Friday night. And then, yeah, I just slept. I needed the sleep. I was
so
exhausted.
Did you just stay up and wait for her while she was at the music fest? Just pounding Miller's or Evans? Still drinking Evans?
Yeah, man.
You got to bring that over Thursday. I want to try it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just want to try a drink.
I don't know if I have any by then. Probably not. It's getting low.
Are you telling me you're not going to go buy another one?
Oh, I'll definitely go buy another one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so woke up at 2.
Okay.
Went and got food.
Okay.
Came back home.
What'd you get?
I think I got that fucking Riverside Cafe thing.
Okay, all right.
I ate leftovers.
Did you go
today.
With Britt?
Yes.
Okay, because if you ate Riverside Cafe by yourself, that would be sad.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Riverside Cafe, for those of you don't know, it's like a local breakfast joint. Mm-hmm. So think of like old school diner where it's mostly like children and families and old people.
Old people.
So imagine that setting, but then Colby just by himself.
3 o'clock.
Right. No one's there.
No one's there.
No, no one's there. You think you just started loves the Marvel movies because you're obsessed with Injustice 2. Isn't that DC, Injustice?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard those games were really good. My kid loved Injustice 1. Never played Injustice 2, though. Okay, so 2 o'clock, 8. 3 8, o'clock, 8.
Came back.
Okay.
Napped until 6.
So you slept till 2, 8, and then slept again? Something wrong with your body, man.
Dude, I needed to fucking sleep, man.
Why don't you, like...
I don't sleep during the week.
Why don't you sleep like a normal human being?
Because I don't.
Yeah, but I'm asking why you don't.
Because I like my free time. And I don't want it to end. I'm like, because once I go to bed, I'm like, you got to wake up and go to work. That's the next thing on your docket.
That can't be healthy for you, though.
No, but I'm living.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't look very alive.
Well... you don't have a point. You don't. Because I'm here.
Okay.
I'm breathing.
You are alive.
I'm awake.
So I'm invalid.
I'm speaking.
Yep. Well as well, I would like to point out.
Yeah, man.
Very, very well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very accurately.
Yeah. I just worry about you, man.
Very susceptible.
I mean, it's a weird time in your life, you know? Getting fat.
Yeah.
End of list. That's weird for you.
Nah.
I don't know how you could cope with that.
I ran a mile around the track yesterday, bitch.
I'm happy for you, but...
From my 3-hour nap to go to the gym and run and play basketball for a bit.
Who'd you play with? Anyone I know?
I just shot around.
Oh, just by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's not sad.
Yeah.
Eating at a Waffle House type restaurant by yourself, sad. Playing basketball by yourself, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment there. And then you hung out with people last night. What time did you wake up today?
1.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yesterday was my kid's 9th birthday.
I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, we played 2 board games.
Mm-hmm.
One that the 4 of us are going to have to play at some point.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called Watch Your Mouth. You've probably Watch seen it on Twitter. It's the one where they put like those dentistry things in your mouth and your mouth stays wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Going to have to play that sometime.
Oh, great.
Okay, so we played that. Maybe we should play it on stream sometime. Maybe we do that for our power hour.
We could do that right now.
What if we do the power hour, but we do it without being able to close our lips?
That sounds awful.
Could we could swallow, right?
I don't know.
You don't need your lips to swallow. Do you have to close your mouth to swallow? We're
That's
idiots
hard.
Right now.
That's
we're,
really
we
hard.
Are, people can see us. What are we doing? Sometimes I forget we're on Twitch, you know?
I can't do it.
I don't think you could swallow with your mouth open.
I don't think you could. Yeah, I would lead to choking.
I think we'd die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
We'll get rid of that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, we need to play that sometime. That'd be fun.
Gotcha.
And we also play... My mom is the queen of Goodwill. Like, she can go to Goodwill and find, like, clothes with the tag still on them, brand new, 75 cents. Her most recent discovery was a board game called... Hugger Mugger. HUGGERMUGGER.
Hugger Mugger.
Hugger Mugger.
Okay.
Never heard of it before.
Nope.
It literally has Dat Boy on the front. It's a frog riding a penny farthing. It's very interesting. Okay. And she got it at Goodwill for $2.99.
Mm-hmm.
Every card in it, the entire boards, every play piece. Full game. Hugger Mugger. $2.99.
Okay.
Okay. Look at this. Look at this, man. Hugger Mugger. Right here. Look at it on Amazon. Look at how much it is. $58.95.
Jesus.
She got a $60 game on Amazon, or at Goodwill, for $3. Like, here's another one over here. Like here's one for $58. Here's one for $81. Like, this is not a cheap game. Okay? So apparently it's some weird, random, rare game called Hugger Mugger, okay?
That's very weird.
So, the game is super difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It requires you to be intelligent. It's not a game me or you could play together.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, here, I'll try to run it down for you. because it sounds way more. It's like all these like really complicated board, like Catan's this way. When you describe it, you sound like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you play it, it's actually pretty intuitive.
Okay.
Basically, here's how it works. You move around the board, okay? And there's it's kind of like Trivial Pursuit. You know, like a Trivial Pursuit, you land on a space and you answer a question of the category of the space you landed on.
Okay.
And then the whole point, though, is to like go up the middle of the board and get a cone.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's six cones, got to get a pink, blue, green, whatever. So if you land on pink twice, you don't get another cone. You're trying to get on the blue one next, so on and so forth. So it's that same concept. There's six spaces you got to land on.
Okay.
It's on a rectangular board. I think, was there a picture of it up here? Yeah, okay, so here's the board. So like you could see like the one over here, the five, the six. So like you move basically back and forth, and you spin this thing to move. Now, this wheel is the end game. So this wheel has 90 options on it. Each one forms a six or less letter word that you reveal. Let's see if they're lucky. You can kind of see it here. See how there's like little dials? Those are like sure. Those are like cardboard wheels that have a single hole in them, and you spin it, and it shows you the letter. So basically, you land on the one. You get the question right. You get to reveal what's behind caught number one, and you know the first letter in the word.
Okay.
And the first person to correctly guess the word mm-hmm. wins Hugger Mugger. So what's this picture? Yeah, so that picture doesn't help. So this is the picture of it. So basically, we were on a team of each on a team of three. It was me and my mom and Aaron, and then Chris, my sister, and my brother. Okay? So Chris, my sister, and my brother, they went around the board. If you get the question right, you just get to go again and again and again until you get one wrong. And they went, like, no joke, probably 20 times in a row. And they got, like, three letters.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a...
You also get to see the three letters.
No.
No?
No. They keep them a secret.
Wow.
So at any point, you can yell, Hugger Mugger, and then you can guess what the word is. But if you're wrong, you instantly lose.
Oh.
So you really want to make sure you know the word.
Okay.
Before you say it. Now, Aaron turned 9. So this game right here, not super interesting to him, and I'll tell you why. Because the questions you got to ask are all related to English. Like, old English.
That sounds terrible.
So you can see there's a B, a key, alphabet soup, and there's horseshoes.
Yeah.
Okay, the hands do nothing except say that if you're on a hand, you have to move the direction the hand's pointing. So, like, if you rolled a 6 and you were on this alphabet soup, you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like that. Or you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, there's a lot of ways you can move. Okay. But the whole goal is to get to these points, okay? So the alphabet soup is a word scramble. You get 7 letters that make a word, and you have to figure out what the word is. So, like, one of them was concrete for us. So it was like O-N-E-E-T-C-R. And you had to figure out what that word was in 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
60 seconds. It's impossible.
That sounds awful.
The other one is the B here. The B is spelling. Wow. So Chris and the company got boutonniere. You have 60 seconds to figure out how to spell that word. You get it right, you get another turn. You get it wrong, passes to the other player.
You and I are not playing this game.
The key is a definition. That one is the most popular one in my household because it's multiple choice.
Mm.
So it's like, what is ludicrous? And it's like something outrageous. A small person. A banana. And then you get to pick. You have 60 seconds to discuss among your team. Go for it. Okay? And then the last one is the horseshoes, and that's just a wild card. It could be anything. It can be like a question we got, like, surfers call a wave that knocked them off their board a what? It's an axe, by the way. Don't know.
Don't know. That's not old English. That's got to be like American.
Here's
surfer.
One for you. Finish this sentence. Do it for the blank.
Pussy?
Nope.
Do it for the hose?
Keep going.
Do it for the household?
Nope.
Do it for the recognition?
Nope.
Do it for the... pride?
Nope.
The goal?
Nope.
The money?
Nope.
The whores?
Nope.
The respect?
Nope. Just let me know when you're out.
The president?
Nope.
The country?
Nope.
The penile erection disorder?
Nope.
Nah, I'm done.
The Vine, chat do says. The money. The nope. Neither are correct, but Vine's a good one.
Do it for the Vine.
Nope. Give up?
Yes.
It's the Gipper.
Do it for the Gipper?
Do it for the Gipper.
I would have never guessed Gipper.
The Gipper was a college football player at Notre Dame in, like, the 40s. Do it for the Gipper, man.
Why would you play this game? And why is it fucking $60?
Dude, it's for people that wear top hats as their daily attire.
Apparently.
That's what this is for. So here is how Hugger Mugger went. Chris and my sister and Luke, they all got, I think they got three letters. So they had blank, blank, H. I don't remember what they had. They had letters, okay? Yeah. And they played probably, a no joke, 10 turns in a row and got like three letters. And me and my mom were just sitting over there watching them play, mm-hmm. okay, and just getting beat.
Okay.
Eventually, we get two letters. Chris and them have, I think, three or four. And Chris goes, I think I know it. But if you say Hugger Mugger and you're wrong,
you lose. Okay.
Well, they had such a steady lead on us that they're like, we'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They get so many figs, win so many times. Me and my mom get lucky and we land on a third letter. And we get the question right. And we see what it is. We literally have T-H-E. The.
Uh-huh.
And then we get an N. An N.
An N.
Okay, so we have blank N-T-H-E.
Okay.
I had no idea what it was. My mom's like, I think I know it. And I'm like, we're going to lose. Okay? Because we got... My sister's essentially a doctor. Chris is college educated. Luke is a savant, apparently. Like, one time the word was Laurel, and it was like the unscramble, and it was literally like E-U-L-A-R-O or whatever is in Laurel. And he just looks at it and goes, Laurel. And it was like 3 seconds into the 60 seconds. So, like, I don't know how he did it, but he's some type of weird savant, okay? So I'm just like, YOLO it, Mom. And she goes, Anthem. And so we look behind the squares and we got it. And we hugger-muggered them, dude. We hugger-muggered them hard.
Wow.
And so now it's my favorite game.
Now it's the worst game ever.
Because I am the dummy.
That all sounds terrible.
I am a supreme dummy.
Yeah.
Okay? And I love my mom, also kind of a dummy. Okay? Like, dummy like I'm a dummy. Book smart dumb. Okay? Nothing wrong with that. And we beat the college team, man.
Out of sheer luck.
Don't matter. Still won.
Yeah.
We're the Golden State Warriors of Hugger Mugger, man.
Uh-huh.
That's what we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't
and I think you
pay
should
all the money.
You should respect me.
To get Kevin Durant on your team.
As the king of Hugger Mugger.
That's fine.
Okay, man.
That holds no weight in my eyes. That makes you lower, actually. Being the king of Hugger Mugger.
Hugger Mugger. It's just like it blows. Like, why did this game even exist?
Dude, Laurel, it's because you say Yanni.
I don't get it.
The Yanni Laurel thing?
I don't get it.
You remember that?
No.
It said one word.
Oh, the stupid thing. Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
That's why you couldn't figure it out. You dumb dumb. See, I played actual games last night.
Yeah, what game you play?
I played Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Won a couple. I think I won one off of little boy penises. I think I won a card off of that.
I'm going to take that out of context. New sub alert.
My bright pink fuckhole. I think I won one off of that. I won like three. Did not win the game, though. Then we played... Shit.
See, I'm winning Hugger Mugger over here, and Colby can't even remember what game he played.
I forget what it's called, man.
Describe it. Maybe I'll know.
It's the one where you get a phrase of weird words that don't make any sense, but it sounds like a phrase, and then you have to keep saying it over and over again.
Don't know that. Don't know that game, man.
I forget. But it was fun, and I did good at it.
I'm proud of you.
And then we played charades.
Okay.
And I had dances with wolves.
Okay.
And I did dances.
Uh-huh.
Whisper.
Did you actually howl?
Yeah.
Because you can't make noises during charades, so you lost.
That one It needed it. It needed it.
Oh, I'm happy for you, man. Yeah. Hugger Mugger is a superior game, though.
That sounds horrible.
It was very complicated, but surprisingly fun.
Yeah, if I want to spend an entire day playing a really, really dumb game.
It only
game,
took us like an hour and a half, probably.
I would either play Dark Souls or this piece of shit.
No, Dark Souls way harder than Hugger Mugger.
Both sound
the best
terrible.
Part about Hugger Mugger is that
both are awful.
Like, both of us had a good time because, like, me and my mom were sitting there having a horrible time getting whooped.
And then you won, and then you were like, ah, yeah!
And then it didn't matter how horrible the time was before. And then Chris, Sarah, and Luke, they had the great time, you know, kicking our butt until they lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone had a good time until the end.
It looks like a horrible game.
Dude, I just can't, like, $80 for this game, man. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But
so you're telling me I should go to Goodwill then?
Oh, no. You won't find this stuff. Only my mom will find it. But I can't tell you how many Dat Boy
bro. Man, I've never tried.
I mean, go for it, man.
Oh, I will.
Whenever I go to Goodwill, all I see is like used shoes and death coats. Like, that's all I see. But you could find a $60 game called Hugger Mugger there,
yeah,
apparently.
Man, you can find old school Legos.
No.
I see a lot of takes on
like, not only
Reddit.
Did my mom find this $60 game at Goodwill, she found it 100% intact. Even the pencils were in it. Eye full of machine. Is that what it was called, man?
No.
Eye full of machine. Mad Gab?
That's it.
Mad Gab, okay.
Yeah. I'm all a machine? I don't get that one. I'm off machine. Do you know it?
I think it's I'm full of machine.
Nope.
I'm a machine.
Nope.
I'm all of machine. We just sounded it out.
I'm all a machine.
I'm all of machine. It's a song. Keep saying it.
I'm all a machine. This is the game.
Obviously, we're bad at it, too.
I'm all a machine.
I mean, I think, like, I'm a machine, but the up throws me off.
I'm more. Oh, God, I hate this game.
What is? Oh, you don't know?
No.
I'm all of machine. I'm a love machine.
I'm a love machine?
I'm a love. I'm all.
I'm a love machine. I think I'm a love machine.
I mean, you say so close. I'm a love machine. Oh, okay, you got it.
Okay. Yeah.
If that's what your game is like, no.
Yeah, man.
Mm-mm. Pass, hard pass.
You can give, like, hints as to what it is, but you can't say any of the words that are in it. Some are phrases, like, you know, it's all good to me or some shit like
okay.
that. Some are people, some are places. It's really fun.
I'd be bad at that game, I think. Like, the word, like, the one where my lips are open, I'm really good at that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are some where you just can't get it, like that one. That yeah. one was hard.
Yeah.
But then there are
Why
some...
Why you do that to us, chat? Make it easy.
Like...
We're dum-dums.
One I got was Counting Crows, I think. And that one, I had instantly.
Okay. I don't know what that says about you, but...
Vanessa Williams, I got that one instantly.
That's her, right? Making my way downtown.
Vanessa Williams?
Right?
I'm pretty sure that is the tennis player. Venus Williams?
Yes, Venus and Serena Williams.
Maybe it was Venus Williams.
Who's Vanessa Williams? She's a singer,
know.
Right?
I have no idea. It might not have been
Making
Vanessa.
Making my way downtown, walking fast.
Is that her?
Yeah, isn't that Vanessa Williams?
I don't know.
Why are
man.
We the biggest idiots on the planet?
Michelle Branch?
That's nothing like Vanessa Williams.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to play some Mad Gabs?
No, I want to know who Vanessa Williams is.
Vanessa Williams.
See, she's a person. There she is right there. See, look at her. She's pretty. There you go. Save the Best for Last is the number one Vivo video on YouTube, dude. Oh my God, look at this video, man. Look at this video, man. She is 80s through and through, man. Sometimes the snow comes down. Dude. Sometimes the snow comes down in June? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And the sun never goes around the moon either.
There you go.
No. I'll try that in a second. No. Why is she topless now?
Dude, because this is when? The 70s? They couldn't do anything more than that. She's also not topless.
Can we... Where's the hook? Oh, that was the end of it, wasn't it? Look at that guy's mustache, dude. Did you see that thing?
No.
Like, you could see the reflection of it. Like, look at that thing.
Really? That's not his glasses?
No, that's his mustache. Okay, so what's the making my way downtown?
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces
Vanessa
fast.
Carlton!
I'm homebound.
Yeah, that's it. Vanessa
Easel
Carlton,
80s
man. Is this her?
Yeah, man.
This isn't anything what I imagined her looking like. She's like Asian. Is she Asian?
I don't know.
I've literally only seen Terry Crews on this song. I know anything else. You know a meme I'm talking about, right? Yeah, that's the only thing I know. Wait, there's like a Ford Taurus back there, so. I mean, she's literally on a piano making her way downtown, dude.
On a trailer that's attached to a car.
Oh, for 100%, yeah. Now she's outside a bouncy house. Let's just make this our new intro. Can we just, like, introduce the show, but just do the same places that she's at, like, in front of a bouncy house? You know? And see, it's the Terry Crews part. I know this part, right? Because he's like, na-na-na-na-na-na. Exactly, right? That's how it works. Now there's a motorcycle gang.
Okay, we either need a trailer and a car that can pull a trailer and a piano.
No, I'm saying we don't do the moving parts.
Or we need a piano and a green screen.
I think the green screen and piano is probably more feasible,
you
huh?
You think?
Both are pretty...
We need a fan.
Just drive around Wichita, just fields. We're in this field now. Now we're in this field. Now we're in gangland. Now we're in a field again. That'd be great, right? Just runners. You know what's actually...
Do you think this is green screen?
I think it's got to be, because I think her hair isn't moving enough, right?
Yeah.
Now there's an owl.
There is an owl.
There's definitely a green screen, because there's no way that owl would be there. Why is there an owl?
She likes owls, man.
Well, I mean, owls are great, but it makes no sense. Is this song about an owl? Is she singing this song to an owl?
I think so.
She might be singing this song about an owl. Was that Chicago?
I don't know. The lighting
that was LA,
is on.
Right? That's green screen 100%, because look at the reflection on the piano,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it looked like the sky, and then I saw a building. Then there's green things
but
on it.
But this might be real.
Yeah, I think this is real.
I think this is real, and I think some of them are green screen.
That one's real.
The depth doesn't feel right, man.
Dude, it's real. You can't get those reflections on the piano
you
that
can.
Easy.
You can. This fake, right?
Yeah.
That one's
no
got to be fake.
Well, there kind of is.
I think that they can do this. Dude, they can make Thanos exist. I'm pretty sure they can add
horse
reflections.
Back when this fucking song came out.
Minna says it's all fake. She's in a cushy studio, man. Making my way downtown, walking fast. I see what you're saying, bro. Those reflections are pretty legit.
Yeah.
But see, that looks like studio lighting on the side of her piano. See,
they could have lighting on the piano but from the truck that's pulling it.
But do you think that there's a making of for this music video anywhere?
No.
That would
but
be
we
great,
find
dude.
It.
I still miss you. I don't know. Look, she's definitely in Chicago. Yeah, and there's the same light, so I think it's on there.
Yeah, it's on there. It sets her apart from the background.
Do you think time
called the cinematographer's job.
That's how you sound.
That's fine.
I don't know why.
Easel 80s man. Easel 80s man.
We're dissecting this right now.
I don't give a shit.
We got another hour and 10 minutes. Slow down. We've almost finished the video. Let's just finish at this point. She deserves this.
Is that Shaq back there?
Dude, I don't know. This whole video confuses me. I mean, she's making her way downtown.
She did. Now she's back.
But she traveled a long way because she went through, like, the Colorado Mountains and ended up in Chicago, but now she's back at her house.
This was real pedestrians from Belter making her way downtown. That's true.
I don't know, man. You think this is real? I don't feel like anyone could back a trailer up that well.
No. Back in these days, it was more feasible to actually get a trailer, put her on the piano, and drag her around town.
Okay, it's called A Thousand Miles Making of Music Video. Let's see if we can find it, man. Oh, here it is.
Look at it. Look at that trailer.
You think this is real?
Yo, hola.
Hello, Ik ben Ben.
Ik ben Anke.
No, this isn't real. This is completely different here.
Oh, they redid it?
This is like their Thousand Miles. Yeah. I don't want that. I want the real one.
You're not going to find the real one.
Oh, behind the scenes? What about this?
Wait.
This is all just covers. Dude.
You know how many times the song has been covered, probably?
Oh, a million, yeah. I would say. Conservative.
A thousand.
Behind the scenes. We're going to find it, man. We're going to find it. See, there's White Chicks, A Thousand Miles, Terry Crews. It's not going to exist.
No.
They're not going to give us what we want.
It's too old.
Yeah, but it's one of the most famous things ever, man.
It is not.
What do you mean it is not?
It definitely is not one of the most famous things ever.
It is.
It's terrible.
All right, give me your Mad Lib.
He's a ladies' man.
He's a ladies' man.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Next.
I think it's she's a ladies' man, but no.
No, it would be he's a ladies' man. Why would she be a ladies' man? Lesbians don't exist in the Mad Labs universe or whatever. No Sayer? Why you smile at me?
I know the answer.
Why, did you have this one or something?
No, it shows me the answer before I have to flip it. You can get some on me here in a little bit. If you get it right.
It's Naysayer.
No.
No Sayer. No Sayer.
Say it faster.
No Air.
No.
No Sayer!
No.
What if I scream everything like a samurai? Does that make it work? No Sayer! I don't know this one. What is it?
Nose hair.
Nose hair! Okay, let me see this one. Ease Ace Lifox. Ease Ace Lifox. I'm going to say everything. He's a Sly Fox. I'm going to say everything like a samurai first.
All right, this button
takes
you to the next one, then it gives you the answer, and then click on the answer, and then it flips to the...
Why? It should be backwards.
I know.
It's stupid.
I pillow fizz high.
Say it like a samurai, man. It helps.
I pillow fizz high.
See? No, I heard it. You just said it.
I pillow fizz high?
No, you should say it like samurai.
I fill. Offs fizz high.
Problem with this game is you just repeat the same thing over again and hope your brain figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you do it, the less your
it's
brain wants
to do
it.
It's better with, like, three people because it's a team game. We did 3-3, and so you can hear other people say it.
Yeah.
I pillow fizz high. I pillow fizz high.
Chat, if you get it before Colby, you get a gold star. I'll give 100 hog dollars if you guys get it before Colby.
Fizz sigh.
We could actually show the camera now, too.
I pillow fizz high.
Really good. It's backwards. Yeah. That doesn't help, does it?
No. I pillow fizz sigh. I don't get it, man. What is it?
Apple of his eye.
What?
Yeah.
I pill? Oh, my God.
Did you see this one?
No.
I'm going to skip it because it was the same thing. Oh, this was pretty good. Okay. Here we go. No. Why did it say it? Okay. Here we go.
Stirring bikini. String bikini?
You got it, man.
Jesus.
Tap.
Of Lion's Quarrel.
That's it. Of Lion's Quarrel. That's what it says.
Of Lion's Quarrel.
Your eyes.
Of Lion's Quarrel?
I mean, you're reading it, yes.
Of Lion's Quarrel. A blind squirrel?
You're close.
A flying squirrel.
There you go, man. See, you did. Okay, now do me.
Of lions? Lion
flying squirrel?
A flying squirrel. Jesus. Minna says a lover's quarrel, which was pretty close. Abe who beat rap.
Abe who beat rap!
I told Abe who beat rap?
Yeah. Kind of had it with your samurai voice a little bit.
I know the samurai doesn't.
Abe who beat rap!
Abe booby trap.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Who knew the Santa in a race of samurai voice would literally be the key to Mad Gabs? Thundering Candle Dive.
You got it again.
I don't know this one.
That one sounded just right, spot on.
Thundering Candle Dive.
Like, what does a cop say, man?
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah. That's so fucking funny. The samurai voice totally gets it. I hear it immediately when you say it.
Well, that's what I'm doing God. It because I literally hear it too. Like when I say it as a samurai, I then listen back to what
Don't
I said.
Drink and drive.
I try to decipher that instead of the word. That's right. What I do, man. It's a samurai key. There you go. There's what you learn from this show. All right?
Samurai.
How to do Mad Gabs.
Win Mad Gabs.
You say a racist samurai voice, and then you get Mad Gabs immediately. Try another one.
You sure do.
You have to say it correctly.
You sure knew don't.
It's a command statement.
You sure do not. You sure knew don't.
I don't know. What's this one?
Use your noodle.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Oh.
See, you also have to know the phrase. Like, that phrase wouldn't have ever came out of the recesses of my mind.
See, can't hire the fit.
I heard it. Then again, I know it.
See, can't hire the fit.
She can't hire...
If you're done with something, you say,
I'm done with it?
I'm...
What is it?
Are you...
What did it say?
Sick and tired of it.
I'm gonna... Maybe the samurai didn't work for that one.
Click and then switch. No. Wait.
Wait. Wait.
Damn it.
Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Wait.
Damn it. Okay, here we go. I don't know this one either. Heine Duckus. Heine Duckus.
Heine Duckus.
I don't know. Heine Duckus?
I need a kiss?
That's garbage.
What?
Some of these suck.
Ah, damn it.
Putil his shush.
Oh, Luke messaged and said he's disappointed, by the way.
Poo?
Putil his shush.
Potatoes shush.
Potato mush.
Potatoes shush.
Potato hush. I don't know. We're terrible at this together.
Bootylicious?
All right, this game.
What?
I'm done with it.
That's ridiculous. Oh, God.
I'm asking Chris if it's really hot in here because I feel like it's not getting cooler, it's getting hotter.
I would agree.
Right?
I would agree.
I don't want to deal with the air conditioner.
That was super fucking hot.
Being broke again. Like, I can tell because my fan blows hot air.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I can tell that it's getting hot. But if Chris is laying in the other room and she's like, nah, it's cool, you know?
Then maybe we're just on fire.
Then we just might be on fire in here.
We just might be on fire!
I'm going to go check. You host the show.
Oh, great.
I love doing this.
This is my favorite part. Hey, guys. I'm just hosting the show by myself. Is this camera worth $100 spent to get this higher quality of this show? Because I highly and still don't believe it is. It depends on you, really, but in my opinion... Not really worth it. The quality of the show is hearing, not seeing. I don't know. It's done, it's spent, so you better like it, because this is how it is now, but... I ain't returning it. Hurry the fuck up! God damn it.
So it's the thermostat is higher now than it was when we started the show. So I think my air conditioner is broke again.
God. Dude, get a new one.
I know. Like, I honestly am at the point, because it's so awful, that I want to end the show so it doesn't get hotter in my house.
Why would ending the show
Because make I can turn
hotter.
All this off.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because we got three big lights on in here, four pieces of sound equipment, two hot bodies, six monitors. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could go lights out for the show.
Dude, look, you want to see how good the new camera is?
Let's do it.
Do lights out.
I got this one.
Ugh. It's just the light of the monitors,
there
dude.
Oh man, this is much better.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's much better.
I mean, it's easier on our eyes.
Yeah, for sure.
That's actually kind of disgusting, like how much light the monitor makes. You do kind of look like we could do more stuff in the, like, we could do playlists of the, like, what if we could actually control, hold on here.
Do I look like Luke Skywalker?
I think if I move this over here, and then I can go here. Okay, and then I think might be now. It's under displays, isn't it? The brightness control for the monitor.
It's on your keyboard.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not on this one.
Well, that's dumb.
Color.
I don't know where it is.
Maybe it is on my keyboard.
It used to be.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Well, it's because it's an external monitor.
Ah.
It's not.
Well, then, yeah, I have no idea. I doubt you can
I
do
thought it.
It
would be in displays.
Well, I doubt you could do it.
That is stupid. You should be able to do it.
I know.
You could change the color temperature. Less warm, more warm.
Oh, my.
Look at that. Ooh.
Pull up some, like, color shifter.
I mean, I wanted it to get dark. That's what I wanted.
I'll just put, like, a black thing.
How do I... There's got to be a way to do it. Hold on. Let's Google over here.
Dude, I'm telling you. The
How
new Apple system preferences suck
dim
dick.
Brightness on Mac.
It's so... I don't get how your AC can just be going out like this.
I don't either, dude. I mean, that means we broke two because they fixed the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it was... well, I guess the guy did say it may or may not work. Right?
I don't think he replaced it. Right. I thought he just, like, did a part.
It's just, it's definitely hot.
Yeah.
It sucks butt, dude.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so it says, if the images on your display are too light or dark, you could adjust the display's brightness. Use the brightness function keys. Press the increase brightness key or decrease brightness key, or use the control strip. Let's see where the control strip is, man. Oh, this is for, like, a Mac keyboard.
Yeah. Manually adjust it. Go to systems. What
system does
that preferences.
Say? Okay.
Click displays, then click display.
Okay, display, and then
display. And then it's not fucking
there's
there.
There's no option
no.
for us.
No.
I mean, this isn't... It's an iMac that it's plugged into.
Yeah.
The iMac has brightness options.
Yep.
But when I have it plugged into my MacBook...
It doesn't recognize
it. Doesn't recognize that it's an iMac?
Yep. Yep. I'm telling you, man. Apple sucks ass.
That doesn't make any sense, man. Don't know if it's a new camera or your phone. It's got to be your phone because the camera would have nothing to do with the quality. We haven't changed any of the quality preferences.
Yeah, Morris, get better internet.
Yeah, Morris, why don't you move out of England, okay? Go to somewhere with good internet like Japan.
Norway has great internet.
Norway has, yeah. Because the camera, we didn't adjust any of the qualities. We're still at 720p, 30 frames a second, 3,000 kilobits per
second.
Just
a better camera.
Just a better camera.
Yeah, man.
Now those bits look
get
better.
Get good, Morris. Get good.
It's hotter than a monkey's butt in here. I don't like it, man.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
I mean, I wouldn't like it either. I don't like it currently.
Like, what do I do?
You call the man and be like, I need a fucking new AC system now because this one's broken again. And do it now before he leaves for the fucking day.
Like, I don't know if you guys could see. Maybe you can because the camera's nicer. The literal rage / despair in my face right now.
Dude, I know. I hate having to deal with maintenance. Like, I've had a light out, you know, the light, okay, in my apartment, you know how my stairs are really steep?
Right.
And I got the light
right, yeah.
I can't reach that.
Of course.
To change it.
You have to put a ladder or something in the stairwell, yeah.
And so I could call maintenance and be like, I got a light out, can you come fix it? I just have not. For,
I mean,
4 months now.
There are like two things that I really need to work: air conditioning and internet.
Power and internet.
Those are really things. Could do a show with the lights off.
I mean, yeah.
This would be fine. Plenty of people Twitch stream with no lights.
You would kind
of
need the power to.
Well, I need the power, but the power isn't something that they can fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Like, I mean, if my circuit breaker exploded out of the wall, okay, three things: electricity, air conditioner, internet.
Yep.
Those three things, and my computers, and my soundboard, and my game consoles. Other than that, and the microphones. If other than that, though, if all those things work, and the camera, if all those things work, I could do the show.
Yeah. But one of those things down.
If one of those things goes down, okay, what could I do the show without? I could do it without the camera.
Yeah.
If I had to, I could do a no cam stream.
Yeah.
I would feel bad for the people who followed me during the no cam when the next time they came back and they saw my face. Immediately unfollow.
Nah, they'd be fine.
I could not do a show without electricity or internet.
Yeah, but you would need both of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need this computer. It could technically go away.
I don't know, man.
How dark can we get it in here?
I don't know.
Like, what if we just, like, can I just, like, if I go to this screen, it'll get darker. And if I, like, hide, go to the desktop over here, it'll get dark. But now I can't see how dark it is.
Ah, shit.
It's a problem. I bet if I put up OBS, it won't be. Yeah. Dude, look at us.
It's pretty dark.
We're, like, in a terrorist video now, man.
Subscribe to Seth and Colby.
If
you
do not, click follow, we will come at you like two fully engorged hyenas.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right, man. Well, I'm serious though. I don't want to keep doing the show. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's too hot. I need to call maintenance. I can't do a week of streams without internet.
Okay. I mean, we could do that.
I mean, if you really want to keep going for another 50 minutes, you remember Just Dance?
No.
Do you remember how hot it was?
I blacked out.
It's only going to get that hot. It's already over 80 degrees in here.
I don't know. I need to go help Brett deal with a roommate because apparently they're fighting. So,
I mean, I hate quitting the show early.
Yeah.
But at some point, like...
Pull through, Taylor says, man.
Taylor, pull through. Why don't you come pull through? Got her, dude.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, we could do it if we wanted to do it.
So
but do we have to do it?
I mean, yeah. No?
No.
We say we're live at 2. We don't say for how long.
That's right. Everything else is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We could use some donations to stay. I don't know. just a thought.
If anyone donates right now when we're literally in low power mode, I'm going to feel bad. Please don't donate. This is not our best content.
Please don't donate.
Please don't donate.
10 out of 10 clapback.
I like clapback. I mean, I know she meant comeback, but clapback is what we should call them. So, all right, guys. Oh, literally, we're going to end.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's too hot.
It's hot.
I got to call maintenance and do all that stuff, and it's going to be a pain in the butt, man. I'm sorry for you guys that are watching. Like, Taylor, I don't think gets to watch us live very often, so I apologize to
sorry,
you.
Taylor.
But, yeah. I don't know. How many viewers do we have? That's the real question.
It's just really hot, man.
7. All right. That's it. Not 12. Ugh. Not 12, man.
Not going to get 12, man.
Not going to get 12.
Not going to get 12 by cutting the show short.
Okay. Well, actually, it would help.
I mean, yeah, it would.
I mean, it's only the amount of time we strike. Like, honestly, the way for us to hit 12 convert viewers, once a week, go live for 5 minutes while 12 people are watching, done.
Nah, because we wouldn't. Well, yeah.
It has nothing to do with length. It has only to do with. Actually, the length hurts us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sunday is if we didn't do Sunday's show,
right,
we would have 12 concurrent viewers.
Yeah.
People just don't watch Sunday. It's Menace, it's Taylor, it's Morris. It's good to see you guys. I'm happy you're here. But all
Sunday
those other slackers,
kills us, man.
Who do we want to blame? Rin? Who's here Thursday that's not here Sunday that we can put on blast
Rin,
right now?
Hive.
El Papa La Papa.
Official.
Official, yeah.
I know we're missing.
Oh,
people.
We're missing so many people.
Icy.
It's another one, yeah. Yeah. Did it just get darker in here?
Yeah.
I think it's a cloud, man.
Yeah, it's a cloud.
It's a scary cloud.
It's a scary cloud.
Okay, well, here's the deal, guys. I'll just reiterate, okay? This show will not be on YouTube. No more YouTube shows. It's only going to be on Twitch from now on because YouTube sucks.
YouTube is terrible.
Like today we did 4 or 5 music bits that if we put on YouTube, it would probably block the show anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to put it on Twitch, and you can watch them there. So if you're listening on audio, or if you're looking on YouTube, I don't know how to help you. I mean, honestly, we should make a banner that's like, videos aren't here anymore.
I will do that.
Like, go to Twitch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do it today or if I'll do it next week. I was planning on doing it today, but now I have no air conditioning, so I probably will just strip fully nude and lay on my bed the rest of the day until the air conditioning man comes, because it's going to be so hot in here.
It's
it'll get up to 95 in here.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
I feel sorry for you, man. I really
do. I'm going to boot down all my computers and everything. Like, it's going to be horrific.
Have fun with that.
So it won't be on YouTube anymore. It'll only be on Twitch. So if you ever want to watch VODs, you got to go to the Twitch page. It won't be a big deal. It's easy. Yes. They have all the same apps that YouTube has. Just get the Twitch apps and look at them there. And if you don't, that's fine. We miss you, but come watch us live anyway, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Yeah, man.
Also, as we're doing show announcements, are we still on track for Thursday with the overlays, or do you think we need to do Sunday or something?
Well, you wanted everything, right?
Well, the overlay is the most important.
I mean, the overlay, I tried to do that icon thing.
Okay.
It's going to be a bitch.
Okay, then don't do it.
Okay. Then, yeah, it's done.
Okay. So we can do, so Thursday we should have new overlays.
I'm going to try and get all the other static images that we need done.
Okay.
So our page and logo and
that'd be awesome. Look
headers
beautiful.
And things will all be
going to be pretty up in here. So beautiful.
And new.
So we'll do that. On Sunday or on Thursday, you'll see that. There's also going to be a poll for Colby Plays Games that'll go up tomorrow morning in the Discord and on our Twitter.
Woo.
So twitter.com/SethandColby. That's where you vote for Colby Plays Games.
Can you pick one that doesn't torture me this week?
Oh, I think all of them are going to be fun this week, man. Every single one on there is going to be a good one for you.
The Enter the Gungeon is on there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good game. You don't know that game's hard?
I've heard it's not fun.
I saw a speed run of it in 8 minutes. So.
Cool. Well, I'm going to beat that.
I bet you will.
Yeah.
So I think Enter the Gungeon, Breath of the Wild, Uncharted 4, and I Am Bread, I think, will be on the list. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. See, Menace says it's funnest.
It's funnest.
Yeah. So you got that.
Cool.
So, yeah, guys, thanks for watching. Sorry for cutting the show off a little early, but seriously, this show is just
going to burst into flames.
I got to take care of my air conditioner. Otherwise, tomorrow's streams will be horrible. Tuesday's streams will be horrible.
Yep.
I'll hate everything about my life. So.
Right.
Yeah. Heat. It's horrible. So, yeah, guys. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for being here.
We probably should play the outro music.
Very, very,
you know,
much.
Probably should
very, very much.
Just sit right here. Oh, that's not the outro music. I'm sorry.
Brantley!
This is it. So, guys, thanks for watching. All the links, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all Seth and Colby. You can also join the Discord, exclamation point, Discord in chat. For people who are, like, on iTunes and stuff, if you want to join the Discord, we don't have to be live for you to use chat commands. You can just type in chat anytime, exclamation point, Discord, and get a link to the Discord. So if we're offline, or you're watching a VOD, or however you want to do it, that's a nice thing about Twitch VODs, too, is that they can do all the chat commands while they're watching the VOD, even if we're not live. So, like, exclamation point,
Discord. Also, they're
Discord.
On Twitch, and there's a big button that
yes,
says
you can also just go to twitch.tv/SethandColby, hit follow, click Discord, it's easy. So do that.
Super easy.
And we appreciate you guys. Again, sorry for cutting it late, or cutting it early, but
early.
I hate this.
It's not late.
I hate it. So.
It's really hot.
It's literally getting hotter by the second. It just does. So we appreciate you guys watching today. Thank you all very much. We'll see you guys on Thursday for more
shenanigans.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.